Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Persons who hear from the spiritual master, from a spiritual master, with great labor and for a long time, must hear from the mouths of pure devotees about the character and activities of pure devotees. Pure devotees always think within their hearts of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, who awards his devotees liberation. Purport. Transcendental students are those who undergo a great penance in being trained by hearing the Vedas from a bona fide spiritual master. Not only must they hear about the activities of the Lord, but they must also hear about the transcendental qualities of the devotees who are constantly thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. A pure devotee of the Lord cannot be separated from the lotus feet of the Lord for even a moment. Undoubtedly, the Lord is always within the hearts of all living creatures, but they hardly know about it because they are deluded by the illusory material energy. The devotees, however, realize the presence of the Lord, and therefore they can always see the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. Such pure devotees of the Lord are as glorious as the Lord. They are, in fact, recommended by the Lord as more worshipable than He Himself. Worship of the devotee is more potent than worship of the Lord. It is therefore the duty of the transcendental students to hear of pure devotees, as explained by similar devotees of the Lord, because one cannot explain about the Lord or his devotee unless one happens to be a pure devotee himself. Shutasya pumsam suchira sarmasya nanvanjasa sudubhya idito ta tadgunanu shravanam mukunda padada vindam ridayeshu yesam. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksusun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vanchaka Hey Krishna Karuna Sindo Dhina Bhando Jagatpate Gope Sagopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prasabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tarubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This is a very deep purport, you could say, and it's about a specific subject, which is that the hearing about the devotees of the Lord is as important as hearing about the Lord. And therefore you will find Srimad Bhagavatam is full of stories about the devotees and their relationship with Krishna and Krishna's different pastimes. So the qualities of the material world is the opposite of the qualities of the spiritual world. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he defines what is love and what is lust. Admendriyana priti, admendriyane priti vancha tare bali kam, kamendriya priti icha tare prema nam. So the desire to gratify our own senses is lust, but the desire to please the senses of Lord Krishna is prema. So the process of bhakti yoga. Bhakti actually means love, and so we don't generally use the word love very often when we're preaching, when we're talking. Why is that? Because if we talk about something so wonderful and deep, it weakens it. Like if you say, I love you, what does it really mean? So it's an interesting thing that what is the thing that is the most important, we don't really mention it. Even Krishna himself, he uses the word bhakti in Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada translates it as transcendental loving devotional service. He doesn't just call it love. We usually use the word prema for love. But bhakti also means prema bhakti, actually, pure prema bhakti. And then in the third canto, Kapila Dev says that all the different yoga systems, they reach their perfection if they have a little bit of this ingredient of bhakti or devotion. And what is the, we have a Sanskrit scholar in the audience, what is the actual English translation of bhakti? Is there such a thing, the word bhakti itself? To divide two people, relationship, the worshipper and the worshipper, servant and the served. So what is bhajan? What is bhajan? Bhajan means to worship Krishna with mood of loving service, with devotional feeling. Yasyam vai sruyamanayam Krishna paramapurushe bhakti yudpajate pungsa. Right in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami says that if you hear about Krishna and understand that he's the paramapurush, the supreme personality of Godhead, then this bhakti will spring automatically from the heart. And that is what differentiates us from yogis and scholars and gyanis and even karmis, karma yogis even, is that we have this root faith in this bhakti, in this love of Krishna, being the supreme goal of life. We mentioned this verse about material lust and material attachment. The root of it all is a desire to satisfy oneself. So in order to actually worship Krishna, we have to develop this freedom from material activities, material attitudes, material desires, all sorts of material desires in the heart, for our love, our bhakti, our devotion, to become pure. And what is the quality of that? Tadashma sharam ridayam, that the heart is affected. You chant, the reason we not feeling any love and devotion when we chant Hare Krishna, when we do kirtan, when we hear the pastimes of Krishna, is because our hearts are very hard. That's why we can't access the love of the spiritual world or access the heart of Krishna. Our heart is steel-framed because we have this selfish attitude to try to be happy in this world, and that is the root of our forgetfulness. That is the root desire of our forgetfulness of Krishna, that we wanted to be free, to be the supreme enjoyer. But this is an impossible situation. Therefore, now we have the association of devotees. We endeavor to give up this desire by purifying our consciousness. Cheto dharpana marjanam. So the process here is recommended that you should also hear about the devotees of Krishna, the pure devotees. And this is one of the great magic or the great wonders of Krishna's Leela. Is very difficult for people to understand. So there's one verse in the Bhagavatam that says that although Krishna is the supreme worshipful deity, he's worshipped by Brahma and Shiva, still Mother Yashoda treated him like her ordinary child. You know the Sanskrit for that one? So how is it that God has got mother, he's treated like an ordinary child? And what is this mystery? This is the mystery, the paradox that people don't understand. Therefore, we should understand that Krishna is not actually interested in sense gratification. Even in this world, the most appealing thing is love. Even in social dealings, if somebody is not pleasant to you, not nice, not affectionate, there's no happiness in exchanging with somebody without that. Even in British culture, it's famous all over the world for being very polite. Politeness, respectability. If someone is harsh, has no manners, he is unpleasant, unrespectable, then no one will want to be with that person. But if we analyze the love or the affection in everyone's hearts in this material world, it cannot reach this purity that the soul desires. The soul desires an ocean of love. So Prabhupada gave the example of the mother. The purest love in this world is a mother for the son. But even that is contaminated, not only by any material desires in the heart of the mother to get reciprocation from her son, but it is also cut off by time. So you have a loving relationship in this life, but in the next life it will be totally forgotten, destroyed, totally gone. You'll forget. You'll forget who your mother... I don't remember my mother in my past life. I guess maybe I loved her, I don't know. Or whoever else I loved in that life. It's all gone. Disappeared, vanished. So this love is the best thing. And Krishna, he also, he is not interested in sense gratification. He's not interested in how beautiful you are, how learned you are. Nayamatma, Shutena, Labhyo, Namedaya, Bahu. It doesn't matter what type of things you do. He's only interested in your bhakti. So everyone is qualified for this bhakti, every human being, because it doesn't take any amount of mental scholarship, intelligence, or any other quality. It only springs from the core of the heart. I've forgotten what I was going to say. So, what was I saying before that? Krishna... Yeah. So the love. So Krishna, yes, thank you. So Krishna is not interested in anything material. You cannot satisfy him with anything material. Prahlad Maharaj says that all this display of Vedic rituals and yoga, mystic power, it's all just a show. The only real thing is he wants this bhakti. Shamaham Sava Bhutishu. Name Dvishas Dinapriyaha, Ye Bhajanti Tumam Bhaktya, Mai Tateshu Tapiyaham. That Krishna's, he's equal to all living entities. He doesn't discriminate. He favors no one and he's not against anyone. He judges everyone on how much bhajan, how much surrender they have. The line is mentioned, Bhajanti Tumam Bhaktya. Bhakti is mentioned twice. So the whole of Bhagavad Gita may be couched in terms of karma and jnana and yoga, but really the whole Bhagavad Gita is about this love. Anantakata, kim janma brahma bi anantakata. What is the use of taking birth as Lord Brahma or a great Brahman if one hasn't tasted this anantakata, this unlimited nectar, anantakata rasasyam. The nectar of Krishna's pastimes. So the point is that when we become advanced, then we will be able to take pleasure in our love for Krishna, and Krishna will take pleasure in our love. Therefore, you see, Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna. Now, a chariot driver in Vedic culture, he was like a sudra. The sudras, by association with the higher castes, they took on the quality. So in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, there are many sudras actually fighting with the kshatriyas. So the chariot driver has to look after the horses, feed them, give them water, etc., etc. So Krishna took this lowly position out of love for his devotee, Arjuna. And he enjoyed that position. In the Bhagavatam, there's a story about Atri Rishi, who wanted a son just like Krishna, just like Vishnu. So the Lord became his son, and Srila Prabhupada describes that the Lord takes great pleasure in becoming the son of his devotee. Because then he can draw the affection, draw the love from his parent better than a parent can draw from his children. The children sometimes, they don't reciprocate love with their parents very nicely because they don't understand. They have, maybe they have some very selfish motivation as a child. Sometimes they scream at their parents and cry and become angry. But the parent's very patient and loving if he's mature, if the parent's mature. So Krishna enjoys to take the subordinate position. And in the pastimes of Krishna and Krishna's Leela, then we see that he enjoys to become subordinate to the love of his devotees. This is his pastime, this is his pleasure. And therefore, our process is to hear about Krishna's pastimes with his devotees. Krishna, in the 11th canto, Krishna says, I do not desire to enjoy all my opulences without my devotees. So what's the point of being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being all-powerful, if you can't enjoy a loving affection? So by the yoga maya of Krishna, Krishna's spiritual pastime energy, he is subordinated. He even subordinates himself not only to his devotees, but to his pastime potency, so that he become completely absorbed in being Krishna. So we're born in this world, we're completely absorbed in being who we think we are. Yasya samohita jiva. We are bewildered to think this is me. Let me enjoy myself. I like to dance in this way. I like to listen to this music. I like to eat these things. I like to be with these friends. I like to aspire for so many things. But the material energy is not under our control. And many times we have severely disappointed. And not only are we disappointed, our leela, our time for play is interrupted because we have to struggle for existence. We have to go to work. Just like Friday night, everyone goes out to enjoy on Friday night in Kali Yuga culture. but then on Monday morning, they have to go back to work. So Krishna doesn't have to go back to work. You'll never see Krishna going to work in a factory. He's simply enjoying. So our enjoyment is very paltry, very small. Krishna himself displays his Ras Leela, the ultimate pastime, that he, the supreme male entity, dances with millions and millions and millions of beautiful young women. And we in the material world, we men, let's say we're men, we talk about men, if we can get one girl, one lady to love us and serve us and be kind to us, we think we're very happy. So Krishna laughs. Krishna's laughing. He has Chintamani, Lakshmi Sahasya Sata Sambrahma Sevya, millions and millions and millions of the most beautiful ladies in all creation. But due to his own pastime potency, he's chasing one girl that he likes better than all the rest. Her name is Srimati Radharani, and she is Adi Devi, the original goddess of fortune. She is the greatest devotee. She has the greatest love. She is, if Krishna has this love in his heart, he can't enjoy it by himself. So he manifests it as Srimati Radharani. Ananda chinmaya pratibhavi tabis ya tabia ya eva nijarupataya kalabi goloka eva nivasachi kilatma bhuta govindamari purusam. Ananda. So Krishna's pleasure expands as his pleasure potency. And that pleasure potency expands into countless forms of gopis and goddesses of fortune and queens. And they are all expansions. They are all parts of Krishna's loving affection expanded before him so that he can enjoy our supreme happiness. Kalabhiya, tabhiya eva, nija rupa. They are the form, parts of the form of the original pleasure potency. So we, our process of bhakti yoga means to take this pleasure potency that we have in our heart and transform it. We are the center of attention. We want to enjoy, and we are greedy. We are looking for the nectar in this world, but there's no nectar in this world. It's all ends in unfortune and distress and destruction. So the bhakti means to transform that pleasure potency from selfish to give to Krishna. And that is the whole process. So it begins from the beginning to the end. So people come here, they offer so many nice things to Krishna. They're karma yogis, but they don't want to listen to Bhagavatam class. Here it says, long, long time of hearing. This is basically what makes us devotees, is that when we join, you have to go to Bhagavatam class and Prabhupada set up Bhagavad Gita class, two classes a day. So by hearing, Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam Vishnu, then one gets purified, one becomes more and more a devotee by hearing. Shravana Shuddha Chitti Sabuka by noise. Simply by hearing, one makes spiritual advancement. It's so wonderful. And long, long time. One time Radharani, she asked Krishna for a benediction. She said, please give yourself, appear to someone as their friend for one who hears about you in Vrindavan for a long, long time. So we have to be in this Krishna consciousness for a long time. Yachocha nisrita sarit pravaro dikena. Titena mudni adukitena shiva shivobu jato manashamala shailana sista bhajram jayat chidam bhagavatas chadanaravindam. That for the devotee should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Those lotus feet are glorified by Lord Shiva, who holds the water that has washed those feet on his head. Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam Tanshambhu, he's the greatest devotee, the greatest Vaishnava. So one should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord for a long time, it says. Because why? Because there's a mountain of sin stored in your mind. Kali Yuga means our mind is very contaminated. So the lotus feet of the Lord act like thunderbolts, lightning bolts, to smash down little by little that mountain of sin in our mind. Jivasya ya sangsarito vimokshanam na janato nata vihach chariratha lilavatarai svayasha pradipakam prajvalaya tvam tamaham prabhajate. So nobody knows in this world what is to be done, what is the path. They don't know how to get free from this material body, which causes them so much trouble. Lila avatar. But the avatars of Krishna, they show the way with the blazing torch of their fame. So everyone has heard of Krishna. His Rasa Leela is so famous. There's not one person in the whole of India who hasn't heard of Krishna. So he's so famous. And by that fame, he shows the path. The path is to surrender to Krishna, to love him, and to hear constantly about him. Shinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana. Daily. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. So in the Bhagavatam you'll find all the stories of the devotees and their pastimes with the Lord. In the seventh canto, how much of the pastimes is about Lord Nrsingadev? Describes Lord Nrsingadev maybe half a chapter less, but five chapters about Prahlad Maharaj. And Prabhupada says in one purport that by chanting the glories of the devotee, Krishna is pleased. Therefore, we should chant Jai Prahlad Maharaj, Jai Prabhupada. And because Krishna is a person, because he loves his pure devotees, when you glorify the pure devotees, Krishna becomes pleased. Yasyam by the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru, and by the mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna. So we should worship our spiritual masters. We should hear from them. The greatest service to the spiritual master is to hear from him, Ananta Katha, Krishna Katha, and then one will become purified and intelligent and become a devotee and himself begin to worship Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Keep forgetting what I'm going to say today. The Goloka Prema Dhana. So you think the prema, the love, this is what it's talking about, has come to this world in the form of this Harinam Sankirtan. That's why the chanting and dancing is so important. So if someone comes for Guru Puja and dances and chants and then gives class, you should think that's very good. But if they avoid the Guru Puja and the Kirtan, we should think maybe there's some doubt in their convictions. That's why it's so important to have a proper madanga. This madanga is a spiritual instrument. The karatala is spiritual instruments. I've gone on too long. In Bengal, they worship the instruments before they start the kirtan. So the instruments aren't ordinary. They're also expansion of spiritual energy. They're so important. So important. Everything we have is transcendental and spiritual. So I will stop there. Thank you so much. If there's any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Govinda, Prabhu.
Thank you for.
It's
on just.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Here's a question. Worship of Krishna's devotees is considered higher than worship of Krishna, right? Is it also true that when we do katha, if we glorify Krishna's devotees, is that considered higher than glorification of Krishna?
Yeah, everything has to be balanced by the Shastra. So if we do Krishna Katha includes Krishna's devotees always. What is the highest Katha? Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri. Higher than the Vaikuntha Katha is the Mathura Katha. Higher than Mathura Katha is Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan forest. Higher than Krishna's guitar, Vrindavan Leela is Govardhan Leela, etc. So when we glorify Krishna, it includes his devotees. So the two types of devotees, those in the material world and those in the spiritual world. So they are all, as long as they're pure devotees, their pastimes are all absolute. Prabhupada says there's no difference between Krishna creating, hearing about Krishna creating the universes and Krishna kissing the gopis. So we discriminate and don't discriminate. It depends on our taste and our meditation and our bhajan. But we can say that Krishna's always glorified with his devotees. There's never Krishna Katha to some degree without glorification of Krishna's devotees. You could say, oh, well, there's a 64 qualities of Krishna and they're described, but in the descriptions, there's mention of his devotees and their. See, like if I have a beautiful prasadam, but no one eats it, or if you have a beautiful prasadam, everyone just looks at it, plate of prasadam, what is the value of that prasadam? So Krishna has to be tasted. Katamrita. Parimrijo so matpunya gata shavana bidana. Tat tat. So by hearing and hearing about Krishna, one becomes cured of the material disease. Hare Krishna. Yes. Everyone, wait for the mic for the benefit of the internet. Can you close the door, please? It's freezing.
I was wondering why one of the offenses in the nectar devotion is to praise somebody else before the deities. Does that refer to non-devotees?
This is an interesting point, because when we perform Guru Puja to Srila Prabhupada with the curtain open, it's described that one shouldn't pay obeisances to a sannyasi or any devotee when the curtains are open in front of the deity. It's considered an offense, unless it's your spiritual master. Why is that? Because when we worship the deity, we put a picture of our spiritual master there. So unless it's your spiritual master, with the deities in front of the deity, you shouldn't pay obeisances to anybody. The differentiation is always there between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living beings. So I am speculating that this maintains that sanctity of the difference, a chincha beda, abeda tattva. But someone may have a more clearer understanding. I mean, that... Because if you know, when we will say we're performing washing the feet of a pure devotee in the temple room, then we close the curtains. That's never done in front of the deities. The curtains has to be closed for that part of the ceremony, the worship. So there's always a distinction. Krishna is always a supreme worshipful object, and all other living beings are his servant. So that distinction is made by this injunction.
I had another question also, because in this verse it says one should hear about the character and activities of the pure devotees. So once one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, who is a pure devotee? And he said, everyone in ISKCON. So how do we... you know, is it okay to like talk about the character and activities of all the devotees? Is that like beneficial, or is that gossip?
Yes, it's very good to glorify even the smallest devotee. Did you see the way he made the garland? Or he distributed some books, he met someone, he spoke to them nicely. So like that, we can glorify Krishna. We can glorify the devotees. Actually, we should appreciate the devotees more and more. This softens the heart. Generally, we have a critical mentality. We're looking to establish our superiority over the others. And this is a material habit. But the spiritual habit is to think, I'm very fallen. I'm low. I'm useless. But this devotee, he's doing better service than me. This is the nature of the spiritual world. Even Radharani, she thinks that I'm not good enough for Krishna. And she tries to engage other people in Krishna's service. And she becomes happy by seeing her friends and associates engage in Krishna's service. So this is the spiritual world. Spiritual world, people are so humble. Even though they're the most qualified, they have the most humility. Even Krishna himself, he's very, very soft and humble. Radha Gokulananda, very, very soft and humble. And we cannot access that world because we're very puffed up and we're very hard-hearted. And a part of hard-hearted is being envious of others. So we have to learn over and over again. And this is the key to spiritual progress. It's not about knowing many shlokas or being able to lead big kirtan or so many things. It's all about being a real, developing real humility and glorifying other devotees for their service. So this kata, we're social creatures, we have to talk about something. So we should always try to say, oh, you did nice service, or this devotee, he did such good service. And over the years, as time goes on, you see who is a real devotee. Prabhupada said, they asked Prabhupada once, who is a real devotee? He says, the ones that are still here. after when they're old. You see all these old devotees now, Prabhupada's disciples are getting very old, and they've got love for Krishna and love for Prabhupada. Otherwise, how are they still around? Have they given up chanting, worshipping Krishna? No, they're still doing it. Many have given up. But the ones who haven't given up, they're the real Vaishnavas. So, yes, we should glorify devotees. And this is small devotees, big devotees, anyone. And this should be the topic of our conversation. Yes. Okay.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. Okay, I think I have two questions in one. So, but time is running. So,
yeah.
What you just said that if you love Krishna, you'll stay. So, those who have love for Krishna will stay. You said something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I've stayed in this. I've been in this movement for some years. I don't think I stay because I don't know if it's love. I think it's basically I have no alternative. I don't have an option, so to speak. But maybe love will develop along the way. But you can stay because it's really rough out there, Maya. So I have a healthy respect for Maya, actually. So I try to stay away from Maya. But I don't know if it's because I love Krishna. It's because I'm trying to save my neck.
Mm. Very good. This is good. This is Vaidhi Bhakti. Hare Krishna.
No, my question, leave it because it's too late, maybe.
Yeah. You're doing the right thing.
Oh, yes. Prabhu, is this this craving, this hankering for connections, for reciprocation, is it... Oh, should I say it? Put it another way. Krishna is Atmaram, so he's fully satisfied. Is that this designation only for Krishna? Is this... Because there are so many exalted personalities, you know, we've been hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. But is this just pertaining to Krishna, Atmaram, meaning he's fully satisfied?
No, there are Atmaramas, Chimaniyo, Nirgrante, Apirukrame. There are many types of Atmaramas, and they have been described... in this purport to this shloka. So out of all of those different types of Atmaramas, there are yogis who are self-satisfied and such forth.
Yeah. I raise this question because it's to do with relationships. So Krishna, we crave connections, right, with other people. And Krishna, it seems like Krishna wants to have interactions as well. Well, it's not the same as ours. So, but if he's Atmaram and he's fully satisfied, he's complete in himself, why does he really desire this?
Because there's an increase in his pleasure when he reciprocates with his Ladini Shakti, with his devotees. That's all.
Increase in pleasure?
Increase.
But he's full. He doesn't need nothing else out of him.
He's unlimited.
Yeah.
So his fullness can become more full.
Inconceivable,
yes. Prabhu had a question, but if you want to comment on the way, you can.
Just Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna is Atmarama, but he's also Pararama, takes pleasure in his leelas, and that aspect of Krishna is higher on the barometer of bliss than his Atmarama feature.
In the verse, many it's often mentioned. Pure devotees are mentioned, but I was told there are many types of pure devotees. So, which kind of pure devotees are talked about there?
Well, Prabhupada gave the general definition that anyone who takes to pure devotional service, hearing and chanting, is a pure devotee. Also, just like if you go to law school. You're considered a lawyer, even though you've got 7 years left to, you know. So that's a general definition. Then there are different types of pure devotees in the spiritual world. Some pure devotees, they only like Ramachandra, Sitaram. Some only worship Lord Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, etc. So this verse is talking about pure devotees who are of all types. But according to your own bhava, your own, if you worship Krishna and Vrindavan, then you want to hear about those devotees who worship Krishna and Vrindavan also like you. So it can be any pure devotees. So it's really talking about pure devotees, not sadhanas, sadhakas like us. Devotees who have love for Krishna and who have nothing to do with material existence. Okay?
In the purport, in the context there at the end, it says, unless one is a pure devotee himself, he has to hear it from other pure devotees.
Yeah.
So it would be just a person who is chanting and hearing.
We can only work with what we've got. So you had to listen to me today. I mean, tomorrow someone may be better. Yesterday, you know. So any devotee who is practicing, we hear from them. If they're following strictly, Prabhupada says strictly following, they're also qualified. This is the litmus test, the test. Just like if you go to Vrindavan, there's so many devotees there, but not in our line, not in Srila Prabhupada's line, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line, or Bhaktisiddhanta, etc. So it's very bewildering. They look like, should we go and hear from them? No. We stay with the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. We have to be very strict on that. So you have to stay. You français, ça va? Français?
No. Austria. German.
Alles klar. Was ist los? Thank you very much for your kind attention and patience. Please forgive my lack of bhakti. Hare Krishna. Jai Siddha Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki